Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com and now on canbr.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Sun First Solar, known for delivering solar excellence since 1984 and recently voted best solar company in Marin County. Today we'll talk to the new closer for the Orange and Black, but first let's learn about our sponsors. 1954 was a very good year. Before the Orange and Black moved out west, their New York predecessors won the World Series that season. That same year, Mitchell & Mitchell Insurance Agency started helping dentists with their life and disability insurance. Eventually, they expanded to all lines of insurance for small to mid-sized businesses. Now, Mitchell & Mitchell has 6 locations throughout California offering all lines of insurance. They even do financial planning. So call them today at 888-512-8878. That's 888-512-8878. Mitchell & Mitchell Insurance Agency. Jones goes back near the wall, shading the sun, and he dropped it. He lost the ball in the sun. Let's put the sun to good use at home with a SunPower residential solar system. Your SunPower elite dealer, Sun First Solar, has a wide range of financing options, and they provide the finest customer service from start to finish, regardless of size or scope. Sun First Solar offers the highest efficiency systems, newest technology, and the best warranty in the world. Sun First Solar offers the most competitive price while not compromising on quality. This summer, let the sun heat your pool and eliminate your energy bill. Don't drop the ball. Call Sun First Solar at 415-458-5870. That's 415-458-5870 and get your SunPower solar system today. Just before spring training, I had a chance to sit down at AT&T Park with new Giants closer Mark Melancon. Here was that conversation. Mark, how excited are you to join this team, this organization that's had so much success? And, you know, here you are. They bring in, they're kind of looking for a savior in a way. Are you ready for that?
I am. I'm extremely excited. You know, these guys in the bullpen have a lot of experience. They've gone through a lot, and they have a lot to offer. I'm really impressed at how physical they are and the power arms that we have. And everybody's hungry, which is cool. Yeah.
When you join a new team like this, how long does it take to kind of get your feet wet with everybody, you know, the personalities and everything? You know, there's an advantage of joining before spring training and signing as a free agent as opposed to joining a team in the middle of the year.
That's true, yeah. Spring training is going to be great. It's really the time where we get to know each other and kind of be fun and, you know, laid back a little bit, but get our work in and get to know one another, yeah.
Brandon Crawford already told me that he's so glad you're a Giant because he doesn't have to face you anymore. And you know, just the assortment of pitches that you have, how has that evolved for you to where the hitter, you know, he's guessing. He has no idea what you're going to throw.
Yeah, just over time, you know, you like I said, you go through failures and you learn and you try to get better after each one. So I'm on the flip side of Crawford. I'm happy I don't have to face him and the rest of these guys. Right. Yeah.
The cutter is such an important pitch for you. When did you start throwing that? Who taught you how to throw it? And how much did you work on, you know, having that be comfortable for you so that you know you can throw it for strikes?
Right. I learned a lot from Mariano, being in the bullpen with him. Billy Connors was a pitching coach over there. He kind of showed me. He put it in my head it might be a good pitch for me. Then I continued to watch Mo. And when I got to Houston, Brandon Lyon was throwing the cutter on a regular basis. And so I would pick his brain, and then we would play catch. And he just would teach me what to look for, what the feel is supposed to be like. And over that season, I would sprinkle in a few cutters throughout the games, and just got better and better.
I would think it's a lot about feel, because I'm sure Mariano Rivera's tried to talk to other pitchers about throwing it, but not everybody can pick it up and do well with it.
Right, yeah. You know, when Russell Martin got to Pittsburgh, he caught Mo the year before, 2 years before, and so he really instilled that pitch into me and said, hey, this is a great pitch. I know how to use it. Let's use it. And, you know, that gave me a lot of confidence, because he knew what he was looking for, and he kind of helped me along the way with that too.
I mean, it's valuable against both righties and lefties. Tell us how you use it. I know the lefties, you can break their bats, and with the righties, they think something's coming down the middle. All of a sudden, it's on the outside corner. Can you get in trouble with it sometimes, though?
Well, of course, just like anything, you know, it's you got to go in, you got to go out, you got to go up and down, and it's not the only pitch I throw, so that helps, you know. Just the whole cat and mouse game is, right. You know, that's the whole game. So,
well, I remember watching you at University of Arizona, actually, and the first time I saw you, I said, wow, that's some kind of curveball. And, you know, you still have it. So was that sort of your pitch that you felt like, okay, this can get me a long way, and then I need to build on that?
Yeah. I had no plans to throw the cutter when I first got drafted. Fastball, four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, and my curveball has always been my out pitch, my, you know, real staple, and very solid, and kind of like what you said, it's gotten me up to this point, and then just adding on top of that has been huge.
What has enabled you to be successful as a closer? Because we know it's more than just stuff. You really have to have something out there mentally to succeed in that role. Can you pinpoint a few of the things that are important to you and that other closers look at?
Well, I think the work that goes into the game prior to, and you know, having that game plan is incredibly huge. But just being consistent, knowing who I am and not trying to be more than who I am, but just taking great pride in locating the pitch and focusing every pitch. You know, in my position, every ball thrown is extremely important, and if you don't have 100% focus, that's when things can get away.
Well, you talked to the media a little bit here about adrenaline rush, and you know, how much does that factor into it? It's definitely different in the ninth inning than it is in other innings.
Yeah, I try to use that adrenaline. I try to channel it in the right direction, and you know, hopefully the crowd is there with me, and fortunately I can block out all that stuff, and you know, just use all that, what may look like it's negative stuff, but use that as a positive. And, you know, I enjoy it. I enjoy that pressure, so to speak, if you want to call it pressure. That's what I enjoy.
How do you live with the result? I mean, if most of the time it's good, I mean, I would imagine the next day you're kind of walking around, hey, this is great. But, you know, next day after a blown save, how do you go eat lunch and feel good about yourself?
You don't. You really don't. You know, anytime you screw up, it sticks with you a lot longer. And that's why it's important. You need to have a healthy balance, because if you get too high, you're going to get knocked down, and then you can't be too low. And so you just got to stay even keeled.
Early on, how much is it going to help you that you are familiar with some of your teammates here? You got Hunter Pence, you mentioned you worked out with. George Contos was telling me that he was at your wedding. So, I mean, you know, Nick Hundley was your catcher in college. That's a pretty nice comfort level to step into, I would think.
Yeah, Nick was in my wedding as well. It's extremely important, and the camaraderie goes a long way. It makes the whole year that much better, yeah.
Last thing, your defense, it's solid. I mean, you got Crawford at short making all kinds of plays. Panic is now a gold glover. Your catcher is a gold glover. Span can run it down in the outfield. Pence, we know what he's all about. I mean, just really everywhere around, you've got guys who can make plays.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. I always enjoyed coming here on the opposing side just to watch these guys, because great talent. It's a core group that's been here a long time and, you know, just hungry to win.
All right, hey. Congratulations on becoming a Giant. Welcome to San Francisco, and really appreciate it. Good luck this season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Giants closer Mark Melancon. Coming up on Friday, we'll hear from Tyler Beede, former first-round draft pick, who performed well in the minor leagues last year and is hoping to get a shot at the major leagues at some point this season with San Francisco. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com and now on canbr.com.